Steve, I think what you did was a good idea because then it prepares people for the 100. It's not here yet.
No one's surprised.
No, I think what you did was a good thing.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. It's Bill Leff. It's Jim Toronto. Jim is sitting in for Wendy today. Dane Neal stops by, as he does every other Wednesday, and we talk about things usually food-related, but not always.
Yes.
But we will today, Dane.
Oh, my gosh. It was tough. The traffic getting in here with all the parades, the dancers.
It's hot dog day.
The laser light show, the hot dog smoke machine.
And the giant buns.
Yeah. Yes. Well, and you think about it. You know, there are so many foods that are attached with America, right? And hot dogs are certainly one of those when you can have it's National Hot Dog Day.
International. Did we invent the hot dog in America? Was that an American product?
Well, just like anything else, you know, where you could say, well, who invented it? Well, who made it popular? Who brought it to prominence? And who does it the absolute best? And it's got to be Chicago, right? And so when you think about, you know, kind of celebrating, you know, National Hot Dog Day, you think about the Mount Rushmore of hot dogs, which I'm sure is under construction at some point.
They're building it as we speak.
At some point.
Yes.
And you've got a guy who, I think, the physical embodiment of hot dog excellence, right, Encased Meat Emporium is on the line with us to kind of share his thoughts on the holiday as it's progressed. You know, some of the current thing where he's been immortalized in film, no doubt, you know, can Oscars around the corner as it goes to DVD and becomes available for people. And a guy who is, you know, in other areas of food, we've talked about Hiro with sushi in Japan, or Paul Bocuse, you know, with French cuisine when it comes to encased meat. Doug Sohn.
Encased meat.
The man behind Hot Dogs is on the line. Doug, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Doug.
Thank you so much. I stopped listening after I've been thinking about I'm the physical embodiment of a hot dog.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm a little worried.
Quite a compliment
with my doctor.
So on a day like this, when your life has been not only all about, or at least in a lot of ways about hot dogs, and people celebrate you on a regular basis, how do you celebrate, how do you enjoy National Hot Dog Day?
I had some cereal. I read the paper, did the crossword puzzle, and now I'm talking to you. I might actually go out for a hot dog later.
I mean, is it all downhill? Because you look at, you're the guy that built in a lot of those elevated, whether it's meats or toppings or things, and of course built a lot of the fun in that you've continued at Wrigley. Is like the average hot dog that we enjoy here, is it underwhelming, or is it enough for a Doug Sohn?
It's enough. I still love them. I still, you know, get a taste for them pretty much all the time. It was a lot easier when I had the store because I could literally just turn around and have one and someone would make one for me right there. So there's a little extra effort, but I'm still a huge fan.
I always think of, like, in The Godfather where they had the five families. I always think of you and Dick Portillo and Oscar Mayer and Dave Berg just sitting around the table staring at each other for some reason.
Maybe more.
Pretty much how, we get together every few weeks and decide how hot dog stands are going to be run in the city of Chicago.
Was it a friendly rivalry, though, Doug? It was, right, with you and the other hot dog giants?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. And I still remember recall to this day when Maury from Superdog came into the restaurant. And to me, it was like a visit from, you know, manna from heaven coming in. Oh, no, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, every about once a year or so, there's a group of us who actually do get together.
Uh-oh.
Beef, and we get together for a little dinner.
I heard that Nathan from New York came to broker the peace, though, one time.
He did.
He came to broker.
There is that, and then we had him eliminated.
I've had some spirited conversations. I don't think those guys are brokering any peace anytime soon.
No.
Yeah,
uh-oh. Uh-oh. Wow.
Possibly not.
Yeah. At some point, Doug, you took something that we all knew and loved, the hot dog, and elevated it. You brought it to a new level. What was that process like for you when you said, I know hot dogs have been done a certain way, but I'm going to reinvent them?
So I'm going to take a little bit of issue with that. I think it was not so much reinventing as much as bringing it back to its original glory. Mm. And that was really the impetus behind the shop was, you know, Chicago had this great reputation for the Chicago hot dog, but most places just weren't doing it that well. And I thought, it was like, well, no, this should, when done well, it's an awesome meal. So really just much more bringing it back to its true glory and rightful place in the world.
Mm-hmm. And I think that when you're elevated that certain stature in the hot dog world, it's hot dog magnates or hot dog luminaries, as I think the way that it's described. described. Well, okay, so here's this. To document really the phenomenon of what it is that you did, not only bringing it to prominence, but also just like the excitement that was based around it. It was absolute crazy. You had Hot Dogs, the Dougumentary, right? The movie that you guys made, and now it has been accessible to the masses due, I'm sure, to a lot of work for you, right, to bring it to the people and make it available. Now it's available on DVD and streaming. So when people see it now in mass, what are they going to get when they watch that movie?
You know, I always say thank you and thank you so much for those. I really just showed up to work. It's really the work of the filmmakers, Chris Marcos and his brother, Nick Marcos, who are the director and producers. You know, it's a great, for me, obviously it's reminiscing, it's seeing people who are in the movie, customers, coworkers, and so forth. I think it's just not so much about Hot Dogs, but really like sort of the love and joy of owning and running a restaurant that unbelievably became, you know, this wonderfully Chicago iconic place.
When you see Joey Chestnut take hot dog after hot dog and just wolf it down his throat, what emotion comes to you, Doug?
Mostly nausea.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. It should be like all food. It should be enjoyed. I think we're good on competitions in this world. Having said that, I've met Joey on a number of occasions. Couldn't be nicer.
Oh. So as you kind of
couldn't understand him though because he was chewing on a hot dog.
Right. Yeah, pretty much. I think he was nice. I think he was saying kind things. Yeah.
For the regular establishment, the brick and mortar left the world sort of jilted on that. But you've picked it up and you've got that place in the bleachers where people can get in there, and you've got sort of a rotating array of dogs as homages to players, maybe with some Rick Russell relish. Who knows what's going to be on it? But talk about this.
Exactly right.
The spot that you've got it in the bleachers there.
Yeah, it's in. So we anchor the right field corner of the center field bleachers, if that makes sense. We're behind the center field scoreboard. We change the menu every home stand, and that's been a blast, not only to sort of keep Hot Dogs going, but I'll be honest, I get to watch an extraordinary number of Cubs games.
Oh, nice perk there.
No, it's not so bad. That may have been the selling point. I don't know. It's possible.
It could be. We all miss you. We miss Hot Dogs, but we're so glad that you're still keeping the tradition alive at Wrigley Field, and hope for nothing but the best from you, Doug. Stop by anytime you're in the neighborhood.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Happy Hot Dog Day.
Happy National Hot Dog Day.
Thank you, Doug. That's Doug Sohn, hot dog giant.
Impresario,
yeah. All right, we'll take a break and then more discussion if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Jim, along with Dane, in for Wendy. It's WGN. Dan Neal is here. Wait a minute. It's Dane Neal. Dane. It's National Hot Dog Day. We wait for this year all year, and now here it is.
I noticed during that commercial, I was wondering why both you guys were air quoting every time the word "damn"
right.
was said.
That was suspect.
There was a big wink there.
Yeah, that was suspect.
It is. You know, we're reveling in the celebration that is National Hot Dog Day, and it's an opportunity. Not that we shouldn't talk about it all the time. It's as American as, you know, apple pie, mm-hmm. Chevrolet, right, or mm-hmm. and everything else. And so Eater had come out recently with their 20 essential hot dogs for Chicago, which is, you know, when you think of like the pizza side of things, this is a lot of debate, right?
Sure.
People like, I think any hot dog is good,
yeah,
right? And if you can do it in an elevated way, then it's great. We got a chance to talk to Doug, and of course he's kind of a poster child for some of the elevated ways hot dogs can be interested. And one of my favorites is one of our favorite chefs here in Chicago, and spent so many years with the Four Seasons doing elevated cuisine with the, you know, embodiment of mm-hmm. of high level dining, and now he's got his place Duck Inn over in Bridgeport. And one of his dogs, his famous Duck Dog, was kind of the cover, the poster child for the Eater thing. And Chef Kevin Hickey's on the line. Kevin, welcome to WGN.
Thanks so much, guys.
Great. Hi, to be Kevin. Here. Good to talk to you. National Hot Dog Day. What does it mean to you?
Celebration of all that's great to be American.
Yes. Yes. I'm waving a flag in the background, Kevin, right now. I'm
playing a fife.
I'm wearing American flag underwear right now.
We're not allowed to ask guests what they're wearing, but thanks for providing that information. That's perfect.
Thanks for sharing. So here it is. Like, you were there doing all the high-level cuisine at the Four Seasons, and of course you got your roots here in Chicago and in Bridgeport and all of those kind of things, and to come back to Chicago, have your place, which has been open and now in a great success, but then have really one of kind of the flagship items be the hot dog. Talk a little bit about the thought process for it, and then what it is and what makes it so special. People love it.
Sure. Yeah, well, you know, I was at the Four Seasons, and We were doing the cuisine that we were doing, high level, like you said, Michelin star. And, you know, it's a hotel, though. So, you know, you're doing everything from people's breakfast to their, you know, yogurt and granola to cheeseburgers and their room and so forth. And I noticed a lot of local foods coming
in. Kevin, are you being arrested during this segment? You can be honest with us.
The hot dog police have just shown up. The roast beef police have just shown up.
I have one get out of free jail card.
Oh, all right, you're fine. You're fine. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I noticed, like, you know, deep dish pizza and Italian beef sandwiches coming in the back door and going up to the rooms. You know, guests were coming in from out of town, and they're like, I'm in Chicago. I really want to try deep dish, or I want to try a beef sandwich, or I want a Chicago hot dog. And I was like, you know, I've got to start giving people what they want. So we started doing in room service. We did our own deep dish pizza. We had an Italian beef, and we started making our own hot dog. And we also did it for a charity event where we were doing a Crosstown Classic charity event, because the owners of the hotel owned the parts of the White Sox as well, and I'm a big Sox fan. Mm-hmm. So I would invite a big Cubs fan chef, and we'd raise a ton of money for Common Threads, my buddy Art Smith's foundation, and I would do the hot dog for that event. And people were just clamoring for it and loving it and wanting it. And it was an interesting tale of, you know, the change in food and the democratization of food that I had to fight pretty hard with Four Seasons, my upper management, you know, old school Swiss hoteliers that just thought, you know, we don't serve hot dogs in Four Seasons. And, you know, once I finally, you know, got it on the menu, it was a huge success, and magazines were writing about it, and it was winding up on lists, and
wow,
people were coming to Four Seasons to have a hot dog. And, you know, what we did was we really just made it ourselves, so it was really high-quality ingredients and a quality product, and we made all the ingredients ourselves, the mustard, the relish, so on and so forth. And, you know, it was a big hit, still on the menu there. And when I opened my own place at the Duck Inn, I thought, well, I got to bring my hot dog with me, but I've got to do something a little more interesting. And so I worked on how to get duck into it, and we settled on grinding duck fat in with the beef and the hog casing, and it really changed it and made it even better. And we still make all our own ingredients and serve it in a brioche poppy seed bun. And it's something special, and we have a lot of fun with it. We change it up all the time. Tonight for National Hot Dog Day, it's also pizza night at the Duck Inn, which is wildly popular in the backyard. So we'll be doing our Chicago style duck fat dog pizza, but also we do an elote corn dog, we do a Korean dog, we do our classic Chicago. We have a lot of fun with it.
That sounds so good. Would you say you get what you pay for when it comes to hot dogs? I mean, you can get a hot dog at a gas station for 65 cents, but it's not going to be great. But you do get what you pay for, right?
Or those wrinkly ones at the movie theater.
I'd say that's true of anything. You get what you pay for with anything, for sure.
How important
and that's
is the
definitely
bun?
True of a hot dog.
How important
What's
is
that?
The bun? How important is the bun? I always think with a hamburger and with a hot dog, the bun is almost as important as the hot dog and all the fixings.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, a hot dog, like a hamburger or like a great sandwich or anything, it's all about the ratio of the bread to the meat to the toppings. You know, you can take a picture of a hot dog with it sticking out the sides of the bun, and, you know, it looks amazing. But when you sit down to eat a hot dog and it's too big for the bun and
right,
the toppings are falling off, it's actually not a great experience. But it's a tough we spent many, many hours with bakeries measuring the exact size of the bun and the width and the length and so forth, so that it cradles the hot dog, it holds the ingredients in, everything doesn't fall all apart. It's a great dining eating experience. I'm particularly fond of our buns, our brioche poppy seeds. They've got a little more depth to them. They hold up a little better than another bun whose name shall not be mentioned.
Oh,
that gets kind of wet and kind of
the Voldemort,
you know, doesn't
bun.
Really, yeah, I can't stand it. Then got to hold it warm. You got to hold it in a little bit of a steam situation so that it's soft. You got to have a soft bun, you know, Anyone who toasts a bun should be showing.
Yeah.
Well, Chef, here's the thing. So with your place down there in Bridgeport and with you as a huge White Sox fan and as us as the flagship for the White Sox, give the information about people can get down there and enjoy the Duck Inn, visit you, have some of that great food, specifically the hot dogs, when they go down there for their White Sox experience.
Yeah, we're a great spot if you're heading to the game. Particularly, what I tell people all the time is we're surrounded by tons of great free parking. Come to the Duck Inn, park, come in, have your dog, have dinner, have drinks, whatever you want to do, and then take an Uber or a pedicab or these. There's a new Chicago tuk-tuk company that's doing some fun stuff, and you can get over to the park really fast. We're barely a mile from the park. You don't have to deal with parking and walking and all that kind of stuff. And then there's a great Uber pickup, or you can walk back to the restaurant, or you can take another one of those forms of transportation and come right back to us, and there's your car, and you can have a nightcap and head back to wherever you're going. I mean, it's a bit much more of a driving situation for a Sox game than it is for a Cubs game. But I think we're a great option for that. And we're,
make it very,
we're
very easy, close. Kevin. Very, very easy.
Yeah. Yep, 2701 North Eleanor is the location. We'll have links up to WGN Radio. And
it's actually South Eleanor.
Oh, South Eleanor.
701 South Eleanor. Yeah.
North Eleanor is a guy's house. You just send people to some guy's house.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, come on.
All right. We're also expanding the Duck Inn Dogs universe. You can buy Duck Inn Dogs on Peapod. You can buy them at Publican Quality Meats, at Local Foods Market, at Standard Market. We're starting to come to places all over the city, and we're starting to branch out of the city. And we'll also be opening a Duck Inn Dogs quick service restaurant in the West Loop in the next few months.
Good news all around.
Giving the people what they want. Thanks, Chef.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Kevin.
It.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Happy National Hot Dog.
And to you and yours. That's Kevin Hickey from the Duck Inn.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Dane, great to see you. Have a happy and safe National Hot Dog Day.
Gotta keep it safe.
Gotta keep it safe,
thanks,
kids.
Guys.
All right, thanks, Dane. More after this. It's Bill and Jim in for Wendy on WGN.